Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're the one who showed up naked to the podcast. Don't get
naked.
Mad at me.
Okay. Welcome to this week's episode of Take It or Leave It. I am your host, who is not currently getting fisted, Meredith Masony.
And I'm your host, Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need. So any advice we give you, you can take
or leave because it might be crap. On today's episode of Take It or Leave It, I'm going to show everybody my ovaries. You got nothing on that?
I was processing the words that you just said with your mouth.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's because I just woke up or, but it sounded like you said you're going to show everyone your ovaries, but that can't be what you said.
It is. The unfortunate part for those that are in just listening, you won't get to see them because you're not here to visually watch it, but you can go to one of my old lives because I already showed the whole internet my ovaries, but we'll get to that. What's going on with Chloe? She's sick again?
Yeah, dude. Oh, this is like maxing out. Today is the fourth day that she hasn't been at school.
No.
We've been to the pediatrician and the hospital. Wait, no. I might be lying about the hospital.
You don't know if you went to the hospital?
We have been. Yeah, she's been sick for a month. And I get time is not time anymore. But it's very weird, dude, because. Yeah, so she went to the pediatrician twice yesterday. I ended up taking her again because I'm like, yo, her fever was 104.8.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like tripping and I called them and they're like, no, she's fine. Just give her Tylenol, Motrin, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, dude. But like, all right. So I did it and it went down. And then yesterday she was saying she couldn't breathe and stuff. And I thought I looked in her throat and it looked like strep throat. So I thought she had strep throat. So I called the pediatrician. I was like, I think she has strep throat. Like, 'cause I'm a doctor. And they're like, do you want to bring her in? And I'm like, yeah, dude, she's pretty rough. Anyway, she was getting weighed. And then on her way back to the room, she started crying and said, my vision's getting blurry and my ears are ringing.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Dude, it scared the shit out of me. And I panicked. And I was like, oh, my God. And I told somebody. And then everybody came rushing in the room, the main doctor, everybody. I got like not pushed aside, but like there were so many bodies I had to step back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. They did an emergency finger prick thingy. And like, anyway, she had really low blood sugar and was severely dehydrated. And so they got her fluids and stuff. And so I've had her all week because her dad goes to like a regular building for work. And he's offered, you know, to take her with him. But for her, like, no way.
Oh, yeah, no way.
So she's been chilling here.
I'm assuming they tested for COVID, flu, strep, everything that they could test for.
No, they tested for strep and they said, it's negative for strep, but sometimes it shows up negative but it's actually positive. So we're going to start you on amoxicillin anyway. So we started giving her amoxicillin yesterday.
Okay. And they didn't test for flu?
No.
I mean, it's flu season.
Yeah, she had influenza freaking last year so bad.
Yeah.
She lost an insane amount of weight and it was horrifying.
I remember when she was sick with that. Soph got the flu last year too, at camp and had to come home.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, but it is like, it's flu season. That's why I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't they have tested for flu?
I don't know. Maybe they assumed that the amoxicillin would cover all of it.
Mm-mm. No, for flu, you need for flu, if they catch it soon enough, which for her at this stage, maybe that's why, because she's been sick for so long, it wouldn't even help her. But you take, what do they give you for flu? Tamiflu. Tamiflu, if you catch it within the first like 2 days or 3 days, you can take that and it should shorten the length of the flu. But
maybe that's why they kept asking for how long. Mm. And I was like, it's been since Sunday. Like, her dad couldn't go to the Super Bowl party that he had planned on taking them to because they were both sick.
You're on day five.
It just stays with Chloe for so long.
Yeah, so that sucks. I'm sorry. So is she drinking, though? Because she has to.
Can you guys hear it when I bang this? Is that what he was saying? Because I didn't realize I can't hear myself. So I wonder if I'm making all kinds of noise in the mic. And
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
I can't hear myself either. I only hear you.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
sorry.
I just hope having them drink at that age, or even these teenagers, telling them to drink, it's like they don't do it. And then they will get so much sicker because they get dehydrated.
Dehydrated, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the battle right now. She's in good spirits. She just feels like crap. She's got a horrible cough. She hasn't eaten. She's not eating. Is my problem at all. And so, like, yesterday she didn't have a bite. She went to her dad's last night because it was his first night with them this week. And I was like, listen, I need a little break, but you can bring her back later if you want. I just need to, like, breathe because it's been very, like, intense.
Yeah.
So then he brought her back today. What was the point of me saying that, though? There was a point. I forget. Must be because I was painting.
Like, did you sent her to her dad's to get a little bit of a break, and then you said you painted all night.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I not all night. I went to bed early, actually, but I woke up in the middle of the night, actually, for a really, stupid reason, but I was so used to having her in the bed sick with me that I like panic woke up
looking for her.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, that's right. She's at her dad's. But it took like so long for it to kick in that by the time it like kicked in, I was awake and I couldn't go back to bed.
Yeah. That stinks.
Yeah. So how are you?
Oh, but by the way,
okay.
Speaking of Chloe, I now officially have a megalodon tooth dealer. Just so you know.
Okay, listen. Because
listen, I was contacted on the email.
About this?
Yes.
They contacted you and not me.
They're my contact, okay? I need you to just understand.
So not from our conversation.
Oh, yeah.
They heard it randomly, separately.
No, they heard it in the podcast. And then contacted me knowing that you would never check your email. And I replied back immediately and I said, I am in it to win it. Show me your teeth.
Okay. Weird.
She did send me pics, so I'm going to text them to you. And I am just waiting for some pricing so we can haggle and go back and forth.
Oh, you have to haggle? That's so scary. I could never.
Look, I got it on lock. Okay. We're going to have our hands on a megalodon tooth very shortly. Okay.
How the hell do you even know how to negotiate a megalodon tooth?
I'll do my research. I will know the value of said tooth based on color, shape, edges, ridges, size of the gum, where the gum used to be. Okay. You don't tell me how to negotiate and how to haggle. I will get Chloe a fucking Meg tooth if it's the last thing I do.
You know what? That's so amazing and also a little embarrassing for me.
Mm.
Because
did you get her a fake tooth?
Shut up.
You got her a fake tooth?
I didn't think she would notice. I didn't think she would fucking... I'm sorry. I didn't know she was a freaking tooth expert. And she was so grateful. And then on day three, she's like, Mom, question.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're crazy. That's absolutely a real one.
Oh my God. She is going to love me so much when I show up with an actual real megalodon
tooth. I'm so pissed. She's going to compare it, bitch. And she's going to be like, oh, hell no, Mom. This is plastic.
I cannot believe you got her a fake megalodon tooth.
Okay, but why did I think I would get away with it? Like, was it never a thought that that was a bad idea? Like, it never occurred to me.
I'm dead. I started sweating immediately during that story. That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm really nervous. I'm going to be like, no, it's a different species. I probably got you
Plastosaurus. Hey, Katie.
Dang. Oh, it's how Katie. I said, what's up?
Yeah, she's over here. She's officially hooked up, hooked in, helping out.
What's up? I can't see.
I can't see you on my screen. It got
moved somehow. Tell her to climb on the damn couch. Or tell her I said hi, one or the other.
I don't know where she went. No, I just said, hey, Katie. I mean,
she quit.
She quit. She was here for 20 minutes. And she was like, fuck this shit.
They must have gone in the garage. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they did. I hear the door.
Who?
Dave. Dave was, I guess, showing her something.
Ha, okay. I would go check that out if I were you. Hey, then let me show you something in the garage, Katie.
That would be bad.
It's a new garden hose. I'm sorry. I have issues. Sorry.
He moved her off my screen. He moved her off my screen again.
Sorry. It's me. It's trauma.
Thank you. Thank you. And everybody wants to know now what the two of you were doing in the garage together. It got very...
By everybody,
Tiffany took it all the way to the... Because I called Katie like twice. And I'm like, oh, she must have gone in the garage. She's like, in the garage? For what? With who? I said, well, Dave's out there. And she goes, what is Dave showing Katie in the garage? So now you're already 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
You're already banging my husband.
Actually, we were looking at linens.
We were looking at linens. Wow. That is pretty sexy. That'll get you hot. So...
Yeah. In my defense, you did say... They're in the garage. I think he's showing her something.
Linens. He's showing her linens.
Yeah. That sounds legit. That is something
a linen business. So.
You know what? That actually checks out. Now that you're saying it, that makes sense.
We do. In fact, own a linen business.
But in any other situation.
Well, I feel like in any other situation, if, you know, somebody comes in from the garage with your husband and they were like, he was just showing me his linens, that would be weird.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it would be.
We can agree on that.
Yeah. Except we actually do own a linen business. So the best part was, so yesterday, I didn't even tell the internet this yet because I was so tired when we got home. But I did a video yesterday about Valentine's Day and how it's a made-up holiday. And I say this every year. I've been saying this literally for the last 10 years on the internet because it's like, if you celebrate it, that's great. Good for you. Enjoy it. I don't care that you celebrate it. But the rest of us who don't celebrate it or who don't give two fucks about it, like, don't feel... I just don't want anybody to feel bad if their spouse doesn't come home with flowers or chocolates or things like
that. Because they probably won't.
Because they probably won't, and don't feel bad because you're not the only one who didn't get something, or you know what I mean, like or that doesn't celebrate it, or like it is not the day to truly profess your love. Is my point? Like
I don't know. It somebody kind of did for me, and it worked.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you caught my attention.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I said that.
somebody sent you flowers and chocolates?
No.
Tiffany.
They sent me and Chloe breakfast because we were on the phone the night before and somehow got on the subject of what food I wanted because they went to culinary school apparently. And I was like, dude, chocolate chip pancakes sound bomb. I would definitely have you make me those right now. And then the next morning I woke up to chocolate chip pancakes at my door for me and Chloe.
Wait a minute. This is a boy?
A man.
Yeah, a man. How am I just hearing about this?
Because it's nothing. It's literally just cute Valentine-y thing. It's not anything. Listen, I'm nowhere ever. I'm not going to be in a relationship. I've made that crystal clear. I'm not looking to hook up randomly. I've made that crystal clear. I'm a nightmare hot mess with a bunch of trust issues. And I've made that clear. So like nothing's going to happen. But it just flew out of my mouth just now. No, nobody knows anything about anything. I just.
Well, we're talking after the podcast.
Okay, that's fine. But just so everybody knows, the point is there's mother effers out there who will send food to your door. And I was like, I don't know. Of course, because of the internet and stuff, I'm like, is this love bombing? Is this, what is this? This is, I just panic, you know, and worry like it's too good. But it was very sweet and it made my day.
Well, okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That was a lot of information to take.
I know. Okay, let's cut it all. Sorry, everyone. And to be clear, I've known this person my entire life since I was 5 years old. It's not a new person.
We're talking anyway.
It's just a friend.
Mm-hmm. So anyway. As I was saying.
Yeah. What were you saying? Valentine's sucks.
I was just saying Valentine's Day is not really real is what I was saying.
I agree.
And so Dave and I don't celebrate. We haven't celebrated in forever. I don't even remember the last Valentine's Day where it was just like a big thing or something. Like it's just not something we do. So yesterday after school, Matthias walks in with roses and chocolates for me.
Oh!
And he got me. He said that I was his Valentine. And it was super sweet. And he handed me.
Of course he did.
Where did my.
He didn't buy me anything.
Oh my God. What a sweet angel, baby.
Yeah. So he gave me chocolates and roses, and it was super sweet. And so then when Dave came home and saw that, he goes, are you fucking kidding me? He got you flowers and chocolates. And then he was on his way out to go golf, because of course he was. And then he was like, so do you want to maybe go to dinner tonight or something? And I was like, so wait, let me get this straight.
Yeah, I don't want your pity invite, pal.
I was like, our almost 18-year-old son, who loves his mother so very much, gets her a Valentine's gift, and now you want to take me to dinner?
It's so cute.
So we went to
You did such a good job with him. What a sweet boy.
He is such a sweet boy. So we did end up going out to grab a bite to eat at a grill, like not like a restaurant, fancy restaurant or anything, but just like a bar and grill. and we shared a meal because we're old people who eat off the early bird special.
And
we were home by 8.
And of course you were.
And I was watching 2020 murder reruns by, 8:15. So that was the Valentine's Day. But it was
that's really cute funny. Though.
It was very funny how that played out.
So you guys have never celebrated Valentine's Day, or is it like a recent thing?
I would say probably, I'm trying to even remember if we celebrated it before kids.
Really?
And maybe we did, but there are no Valentines that really stick out. One time, Dave did a big gesture Valentine's, and I remember it, but the kids were little. I mean, it was over 10 years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago. And I remember that one. He sent me to a spa for a spa day. He programmed the GPS in the car to tell me where I was going along each stop. And then we met for dinner.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we had one Valentine's Day that he did like all of these things. And then he programmed it to meet for dinner. And then he had us at, we had a hotel room.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So that was our one big like Valentine thing that I remember. And it was probably like 13, maybe 14 years ago.
Aww. That's so cute.
So a while ago, but that was a good one. But like, we don't like that's in 20 going on 21 years of being married. That's like, I just don't know. Like if you can keep that up every year or do those types of things every year, I think that that's great, but I just don't know how it's feasible.
Once a year? You don't know how it's feasible to do one cute thing a year?
No, I'm not saying one cute thing. I'm just saying just in general, like that was, it had to have been an expensive night.
Oh.
Dinner, hotel, spa.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how we afforded it then. It all had to go on credit cards. So yeah. I just think like to show those type, like that's a big gesture.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. Like if people expect that sort of thing every year, I'm saying like that has to be rough.
Going forward, motherfucker. You're damn right. I expect that.
Okay.
You're damn right. Let me just tell you one thing and not two.
All right.
I'm so glad Drew and I waited a day. We were going to get married on Valentine's Day, but we waited a day. And I'm really glad because it would have tarnished it forever.
So today is your anniversary?
Yeah, it would have been 10 years today.
I didn't know that.
Well, I've already celebrated with heart-shaped donuts.
Okay.
I'm setting off fireworks later.
Okay.
As celebrating the fact that I didn't stay
there
in a place that wasn't right for me.
I love it.
For a minute longer than I needed to.
Oh, I love it. I wish I could shoot fireworks off with you.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that. Don't worry. I don't like fireworks. They scare me.
Oh, I totally was down to go light some shit on fire.
Me and my friends are having a burning ritual.
That sounds about right.
On the full moon, though. It's not. Yeah. No, I'm trying to.
I mean, if you're burning shit and it's not on a full moon, what the fuck is your problem? Okay. God. Stupid.
Yeah, we're all pretty stoked about it.
So when is the full moon?
The 24th.
Oh, okay. All right. So not too far away, next week.
Yeah. And it's my friend. It just so happens to be my friend's 10-year clean date.
That's crazy, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So does everybody burn shit or just you?
Everybody. Because a lot of us went through a similar thing at the same exact time.
Oh, that group.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so we realize, I guess it wasn't my idea, but I'm down.
Yeah, I guess. No, I like it.
It's like you, things that you're having trouble letting go of, mm-hmm. or holding on to or carrying with you into this new year. And then you burn it and give it to the universe and don't ruminate again.
Ruminate. It's a good word. It's a SAT vocab word. Ruminate.
Is it?
Yeah.
You look like you had weed gummies for breakfast, just so you know.
I didn't sleep last night.
Oh, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything.
So
you called me haggard.
At 2:45 a.m., I woke up and my back is so jacked up. And I'm not exactly sure. And you know me, I have a bad back. It's actually my hip. I say my back, but it's my hip that's bad. And it's caused me problems for years and years and years and years. I honestly can't remember a time when I didn't have pain. And so the last couple of days, I guess because I was immobile almost from the surgery, because I wasn't getting around and doing as much as I normally do, I think my body sort of got a little stiff. And now that I'm trying to do all the things that I normally do, and I'm back to walking and back to doing all my things, I think I tightened something up, or like, I don't know what I did, but from 2:45 until about 4:45, I was just rocking back and forth in pain. And trying to find a position and like kind of stretch as best I could. And like, and then I finally quit and I said, I'm taking a muscle relaxer because I was in spasm. Like the spasm was all the way up underneath my shoulder blades and it was going down into my butt and down my leg.
That would have been me at 2:47.
I held off until about 4:15. And then I took the muscle relaxer and I fell asleep probably around 4:45. And then I woke up at 6:30 to the dog crying, the puppy needing to go out. So I got her up and put her out, and then I put her back in the kennel, and Dave got up and I said, listen, when that dog cries again, you need to deal with it, because I cannot get out of this bed until like 8 o'clock. Because I am in pain and I'm exhausted.
Damn, dude.
So
yeah, you look sexy. Cover that up. It was very distracting, Meredith. We could all see the outline of your bosom.
Okay, sorry.
Your ab muscles with your tan skin. Okay. Cover it up, ma'am. Some of us haven't gotten any in a while.
Are you going to the bay?
I'm just kidding.
You're gonna
Could you imagine being my friend? How uncomfortable I would make you. That's why I would be a terrible friend.
All right. Listen, if you want to see him. There you go.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That sucks so bad. There's nothing worse than being in the middle of the night pain. I mean, there's a lot of worse things, I'm sure, but it sucks. And I'm sorry.
It's just, I wish I could find a solution to my back, and I haven't been able to for decades. And I don't know what else to do about it, because
you're going to get so many emails.
I have been to the chiropractor. I have done acupuncture. I get massages. I'd say I go twice a month just for them. And I always say, focus right here. And I point and I show them. And they're always like, it's so tight. And I'm like, I know, it's broken. Fix it. And nobody can fix it. And that's just been, and I don't know what else to do about it, because it's, specifically, I think my piriformis muscle is locked, and the IT band that connects the things that come down the leg and whatever, I think that it's just like, I think it's literally just locked in place, and I don't know how to unlock it.
That sucks. I'll punch it.
Oh, I do. You know what? Last night I wanted to wake up Dave and ask him to stick his elbow in it and try to put pressure on it to see if we could get it to like release, to get it out of a spasm.
You should have.
But I didn't want to wake him up.
He wakes you up with his wiener all the time.
So on this stupid Valentine's Day reel that I did yesterday, I was talking about how I was like, ladies, if somebody at the office, like you see them getting flowers or chocolates or candies, like don't play the comparison game. Like it's there is not one day a year that you have to show somebody love. There you can, you know, you can show love every day of the year, blah, blah, blah. I said, and you know, if you're like me and you woke up looking like this, you probably just got a finger up the ass for your Valentine's Day.
What? Meredith, what?
And the comments, because people were like, I did not see that coming. And I was like, that was the point. That's a joke. It's why it's a joke. It's a joke.
They're like, oh my gosh, look at this housewife, this calm, church-going mother. What is she going to tell us today?
And people in the comments were just, it was hilarious. And I was just like, it's a joke, people. These are jokes. That's what I do. I tell jokes. I mean, it was true, but it was also a joke. You know what I mean? Like, it was a joke. All right. So let's show everybody my ovary.
Can you set it up? Are you showing me an actual, is it in a jar? Are we seeing the ovary?
Pictures.
Okay, is it pictures of it out of your body?
Well, it was in my body.
Okay. You ready? Have to mentally prepare.
Okay, so. Oh, I can't see. All right, let me see.
I'm scared. All right, you're showing us what looks like an egg.
That is my left ovary. It does look like an egg. It is nice looking. It is a nice glossy color.
Why are you saying that?
It's pretty. It's a pretty ovary. When I say pretty, I mean like it's healthy. It looks pretty good. There's some cysts on it, but it's not that big a deal. Just a few. Okay, you ready?
That wasn't it.
That is my right ovary.
Where
is it? Is the question. Do you see the white on the outside edge?
That little sperm looking thing?
You see right there?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see all this stuff?
Yeah.
That is covering and it's eaten my ovary. It is clustered cysts and vasculatures that have attacked the ovary and basically suffocated it, causing all that pain I was having. So this is a normal one. That is my right one.
Wait, can you show both in the frame at the same time?
Can you see them?
Over to the your right. Yeah. What?
See how gross that is?
So the yellow stuff is cysts?
It's all like all of this stuff. All of that.
What is that?
They're cysts and vasculatures. I don't know what those means. Things that grew over top of it. All of this. This is.
Oh, you were pointing to the other side before, and
no,
I got
not that. This.
That didn't suffocate it. That did.
This did. See, there's the end of it.
Holy shit. All of that. And they've never done anything to that?
Well, I made them do a ultrasound because I kept telling them how much pain I was having. And I went to the urologist. Because I kept thinking that it was somewhere in my bladder that I was having this pain, and it was my ovary in there. Part of that, which you can't see, is all of that shit that was growing on it was going into my bladder. So it was pushing. It had grown so much stuff over top of it that it was pushing into my bladder. So when I had the thing where they shove the tube up into your bladder and they inflate it with water to get pictures of it, to look at it, they could see that he said your right side on your ovary, it looks like it's pushing into your bladder. So then I went to the gynecologist and he was like, it's probably nothing. If you feel like you're still having ovulation pain, we can put you on birth control. And I was like, no, I'm not taking birth control. I don't have a fucking uterus. I have no need for it. I want you to look at my ovary. And so he sent me for an internal ultrasound. And when we got the report back, the right ovary was almost twice the size of the left ovary. And it was covered in cysts. So I said, I want you to take it out. And he's like, well, we could probably just put you on birth control. And I said, don't tell me to go on birth control again. I want it removed. So he went in, and when he showed me the picture, I was like, so this shit right here?
Yeah.
That ate my ovary?
How did
he's like, yeah, that probably caused you some pain. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was so mad.
Were you?
I was so mad. I looked at him and I'm like, so yeah, so you see? But it was like just pure vindication.
Oh, I was going to say.
And I
you
was
must
just
have been
like,
so fucking validated.
Well, because the whole time, because you have to wait a week, right? You go in and then they show you the pictures and everything, because the doctor doesn't come in and see you or talk to you or anything. And after the surgery. And so you wait a week. And so, of course, in my head, I'm like, gosh, I hope I didn't go in there and have unnecessary surgery. If they show me some picture of two beautiful looking ovaries and they just took it out because I grew a fit.
So
like, I would
know
feel so bad. I knew nothing because they don't come in and see you after surgery. They just tell you that they'll see you in the office a week later, obviously, unless it's like really bad news.
No, but before the surgery, you did not know that that's what your effing ovary looked like?
No, there's no way to know until you go in there and you look at it with a camera.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, you can't know.
I got an ultrasound. No?
The ultrasound is just showing the ultrasound is not giving you a picture like this. The ultrasound is just saying like, and I never even saw it on the ultrasound. What
duh.
It looked like, it wouldn't look like that on the ultrasound. It
duh.
Would just. So it was anyway.
That's so crazy. That you must have seen those pictures. So was he like, hey, I got news. We can clearly see. Or was he still trying to downplay it?
He was like, yeah, so you definitely have some cysts here and some vasculatures. Or I don't even know if that's the right word. I keep saying it. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, where is the ovary? And he's like, right. Here, underneath here. And I was like, so all of this shit was growing on top of my ovary. You can only see not even a quarter, a tenth of the ovary.
Yeah.
I was like, clearly this was why I was in pain. And he was like, well, yeah. And I was like, don't fucking well, yeah, me.
Exactly, dude. What
fucking, you tried to give me low estrogen birth control.
That's
what the fuck was that going to do? And, you know, and I was trying to be as polite as I could, but I literally was like, so yeah, you see, I told you it hurt. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. And I was like, no shit. Fucking listen to women when they come in and tell you they have a complaint.
I think it's women that like me that ruin it, though. I really do. Like, I wanted to be like, yeah. But then I'm like, wait, you got motherfuckers like me who go into these places thinking that I'm dying. And they're like, no, you literally just had too much coffee today. Like, it's not a heart attack. You said you chugged 4 Red Bulls by noon. Or I stubbed my toe and I'm like, it's gangrene, something. And they're like, ma'am, you have a hangnail. Please stop clogging up the ER. That's why these doctors are probably like that. I'm not, dude, that's so crazy.
So, but I think that, I have to write about this. And I haven't felt like that in a good long while, but I need women to understand how important it is to advocate for their health, because we get dismissed constantly. Mm. We get handed antidepressants constantly when we have complaints about being tired or overwhelmed or anxious. And I'm not saying that there's not a place for antidepressants. I've been on and off of them since having kids, basically, because there have been times where I am so anxious. I've never been diagnosed with any type of depression, but my anxiety is through the roof.
I know that's right.
But what I'm saying is it can't be. If I'm giving you so many physical ailments and I'm saying to you, I do not physically feel depressed. Yes, I am anxious, but please look at these things. Stop trying to give me depression medication, because I went to my primary care complaining. That's where this started, with this pain, and he offered me depression meds.
Wait, when you said you had stomach pain?
When I was I was giving him a whole list. This ovary journey for me started when I finally got so sick and tired of just dealing with the nagging pain. It was probably 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And it started with the primary care. And it started with me saying, I'm tired. I am overwhelmed. I feel just full body bone exhaustion. I have this pain. I have blah, blah, blah. These are the things that are going on with me. And he was like, well, I think you need to be on Wellbutrin. And I'm like, I don't remember saying I had depression. And he's like, well, based on your complaints, I calculated on the, I guess there's some, they give you points. There's so many points that they'll add up on this chart, on this form for depression.
It's 2024. I'm pretty sure all of us check all the motherfucking boxes.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay. And then I even tried it because I was like, I'll be a good patient and I'll try it. And it actually made me feel worse. All I did was cry. After about 10 days of being on Wellbutrin, all I did was cry. But anyway, so it, I just feel like I have to write about this because for me from day one, back with the esophageal tumor when I was 34. So now we're talking about 10 years. This year will be 10 years that this started for me. I was dismissed at every turn with every complaint that I had, the esophageal tumor. I was dismissed with my hysterectomy. When I had my partial done, they told me there was nothing wrong with my uterus and I was fine. And I begged them to take it out. And when they took it out, they were like, oh my God, it was riddled with internal endometriosis. And I was like, no fucking shit. My gallbladder. When my gallbladder went bad, it took them 3 months to remove it because they said I had diverticulitis.
Are you going to write a book?
I just feel like women are so underdiagnosed and dismissed as a result of being told that we're too emotional and it's probably that we're just depressed. I just feel like we have to wake up the medical industry.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And have them take us seriously.
Oh.
So
what a
there's
statement. What it's a just, bold statement.
They do. They do. Hands down, they do. So I just it just drives me nuts. So
do you think there will be people who say like they're just burnt out? Like I don't know. Cause I always
the doctors?
Yeah. Like it's a guessing game. Like I'm sure they see so many fucking people with so much shit on a daily basis. And a lot of the people are probably all complaining about a lot of the same things. And I think the internet can scare the shit out of you when you Google stuff.
Right. Right.
I'm the queen of feeling dismissed, you know, by medical people. And like, they're just trying to get me, and I get it and I don't blame them, but I know that feeling and it sucks so bad. But I also am like, I wonder if they're just like, listen, man, I'm going through shit with my wife. My kids are being dicks and hitting puberty. And I'm here trying to diagnose these bumps on your elbow. Like, I'm trying my best. But can you go to a professional, like a specialist? And then they're like, in 7 months, go see this specialist. Like, I'm still waiting to figure out why every muscle in my body is spasming. And everybody's saying it's because I'm not eating enough bananas. But like, I've never been a banana eating son of a bitch, and my muscles have never spasmed like this. I don't know. I just have the weirdest medical stuff happen, and so do you.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, my point that I was trying to make is
I feel
if you're
going
to get kickback, and if people are going to, if it's going to be controversial, I wonder.
I'm sure, because you have to think there are, especially after the pandemic, what doctors, nurses, the entire medical field went through. I mean, most of them probably have PTSD from it. How could you not? Right? Dealing with COVID and working through that. But I just, you know.
Somebody said, Tiffany, women, especially women of color, have been ignored for years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, this is why you need to write about it, because I clearly don't have a lot of
Mortality rate of women of color who have died during childbirth in the United States is ridiculous because of being ignored, symptoms that they have been ignored, whether it was preeclampsia or gestational diabetes or any of those things. And it's insane. I mean, I've done some research in my anger fits when I felt like I was just being so dismissed. And one of the things that I found was it's been scientifically proven that women feel pain more intensely than men do.
Everything.
And it, as a result, we will complain more about something because it hurts more. It hurts us more. And so we will go seek out, and men do not go seek out. They are less likely to go to a doctor than a woman is to go to a doctor. So we go and say, hey, I need help with this. This is a problem that I'm having. And it feels these doctors just start dismissing because they're like, oh, she's complaining again. She's back again.
Yeah.
Why is she here again?
Yeah. That's me.
And that's, so, you know, I mean, the whole thing. And
I have questions.
Oh, yeah.
Women of color die during childbirth
more frequently in the United States than any other race that gives birth.
What? And it, wait, what? And it, sorry, my brain has to understand. Because they're complaining about shit and people aren't taking them seriously because they're women of color?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
No, they get...
my mouth. I'm really sorry. It's too early.
They get dismissed and receive worse care.
Wow. It's not that I'm shocked, because I'm not shocked about that information, but I just wasn't aware that it was like an actual thing, and it's documented, you're saying. And people still aren't doing anything about it? Like, nobody's like, hey, this is an actual statistical fact?
There are plenty of people who are trying to push legislation to make sure that that everybody is getting treated fairly and equally and given the appropriate care. But the system is so... Jackson. The system is so broken. And it's just horrible. The medical system in general, insurance in general, it is so fucked up. Everything about the world in which we live in and how we are treated medically is so fucked up. And I'm so annoyed by it that now I literally walk in and the doctors, I mean, they must just hate to see me coming because they're just like, oh, my God, this fucking woman again. And it's like, look, I have had 6 surgeries in the past 10 years. I fucking know my body and I know when something isn't right. And every time that they've gone in to retrieve something, the shit was broken or busted or there was a problem. So don't tell me that I don't know what's going on.
Damn. That's bold. I really wish, Meredith, you should write something so I can read it. And you should include things like facts. I'm like a child.
Facts would be good.
You should put words and exclamation points in your book because I want to read it.
But it makes me so angry. And then like when I told you about my hormone panel, when he told me, the gynecologist told me he's not going to do one. And so I went and got it done on my own. And they were like, oh yeah, you're completely depleted of testosterone. You don't make it. That could totally be why you feel so tired. And guess what? I've been injecting testosterone for the last what are we on, like week 10 or 11 at this point? And I feel amazing. I mean, I look like shit today, But
you, no, you don't. You really look beautiful today.
But I feel so much better now that they're balancing my hormones.
Why did the doctor refuse to do it? I'm eating ice.
He said it wasn't necessary. Because I asked for it. I asked specifically. So instead of him giving me that test, I had to go outside of network, pay out of pocket, find a hormone specialist, and get the blood work done. And they have been amazing. Joy Wellness has been amazing. They text me and check in on me. I have virtual visits. They send me to go get my lab work done. They check up on me. She just texted me the other day to ask about my post-surgery follow-up appointment. And I forgot to text her back. I got so busy the other day. So I have to send her pictures. So I cannot talk them up enough because they have been amazing when it comes to my hormone journey.
So I need their number.
I will give you. It's a website. I'm sure they have a number, but
that's so crazy.
J-O-I, Joy Wellness. J-O-I.
Okay, but also be careful. Don't put joi.com in there.
What is that?
I'm not saying jerk off encouragement is going to, I mean, jerk off, what is it?
What?
Hold on. It stands for...
How did we get here?
Well, because I believe I went through a phase. Hold on. Incognito tab.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out what it stands for. I can't remember. But
we've gone incognito.
Oh, jerk off instructions.
What? What?
Yeah. It's like a girl sometimes. No. I mean, I guess it could be a guy too.
No.
All right.
No.
And it's like, I want you to grab.
No. Oh my God. Why would you need instructions?
Because there's something exciting about like being told what to do. And the girls are usually like painting a visual with their words. And sometimes they're like, not yet. Don't you dare. You know what? Yet.
Oh, my God. Stop. I really can't.
And then it's like, I'm going to count it down. And then
no. Then anytime they're out in public and there's a countdown, what's going to happen?
No, it's not. What? Like, Times Square. They're like, oh, no. Right.
10. Ah! 9. Ah! No. I can't unhear this.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to encourage all of our listeners to gleefully go type that into their browser. And then be like, wait a minute.
I said Joy Wellness.
I know, but I'm pretty sure you said J-O-I.
Yes, that's how they spell it. J-O-I, Joy Wellness. J-O-I Wellness.
Okay. JOIWellness.com is the website. Make sure you put wellness in there.
Now that you've said this, I don't have my phone to Google these things. Ruth, take your ball and go someplace else. I love you. I cannot write.
Hold on. Let me. J-O-I. Wellness?
Yeah. Just because I think their website is choosejoy, C-H-O-O-S-E-J-O-I.
.co. Yep.
I believe.
You're right.
Because I'm just saying if you were to Google it, you would Google it as Joy Wellness.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's choosejoy, joi.co. And then you can put a slash with my name and you'll get 20% off your visit because I asked them if we could have, if I talked about it online, if we could give women a promotional code. And they said, absolutely. And I was like, because I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to encourage people to go get their hormones tested and checked.
So it doesn't matter where you live, you can do it?
Yeah. And you can get 20% off using my name in that code towards your labs, I believe.
First and last name, Meredith?
No, I think it's just /Meredith. But if you go to my Instagram, I have them in my highlight reel because I've been talking about this. And because I just want to talk about these things because I feel like people aren't talking about them. And then you just feel so crazy. And I just feel like for the past several years, I've been feeling so insane. And it's truly been, you know, perimenopause and my hormones and being so out of whack and so unbalanced. So,
oh, look at this. You have all your different sponsor things under a highlight. That's so smart. I need to start working with companies so that I don't lose my everything.
Well,
that's so smart, Meredith.
No, but you know me. I work with people. I go after companies for products I use.
Yes, you do.
And I try to get them and I'm like, hey, I'm already using your stuff and love it. Will you work with me? Can we work together? And I've been turned down a ton. Oh, I mean, I've gone.
Really?
We're not doing anything at this time, or, oh no, we're, you know, and it's like, okay, that's fine. I mean, how long did I go after Preparation H? I mean, I went after Preparation H for a good solid while.
That could have been a Netflix documentary.
And they finally got back to me and agreed. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's how I am with those things because I just, if I'm already using it and I'm a firm believer in the product and this is what we do and we all have to pay our bills.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to do, that's how I'm going to do that. Like,
good
so
for
me, that's why I do those types of things. Cause it's stuff I'm already doing or using or whatever. And you know
who reached out to me? Remember that guy that I used to work with who was like my quote unquote Facebook manager person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I can't remember. Are you the one who connected? Okay. I just talked to him the other day. He's doing something else and reached out to me and wants to work together again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. For like brands and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous because am I in trouble? Should I stop talking?
No. Carvana just drove by with somebody's new car. I've never seen that before.
What's Carvana?
Where they deliver your car to you. Haven't you seen the commercials where they literally like drive up to your house with the car on the truck and drop it off?
No.
Oh.
I don't watch TV.
Well, you buy a car online and they drive it to your house and drop it off to you.
This sounds like Amazon Prime for cars.
It literally is. I've never seen it. And I was like, holy shit, there's Carvana.
Go follow it. See which neighbor. Let's interview them. And be like, did you test it? What's the return policy? What if it's not what you wanted? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'll have to research it. But I also am not sure I care enough.
Yes. And Beth just said in here, for those of you who are interested, Joy also has a male side too. It's called Blokes. And I'm actually getting Dave sent for hormone testing as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they have a male and female side.
I think I'm going to sign up, Meredith.
Well,
and I might sign my friend up too, because she's got something going on and we can't figure it out.
Well, they do very thorough, a very thorough panel. That first panel is intense, and it tests for a lot of different things, and it breaks down to check for your thyroid, as well as, because when your hormones go wonky, other things can go wonky too, and they kind of use it all together to like put the puzzle pieces together to figure out what you need. Speaking of sponsors, Carvana, wink, wink. Now, I literally have never seen that in my life. And I was just thinking to myself, wow, somebody literally bought a car online and they're dropping it off to their house. That's pretty cool.
Right.
So I'll talk to you about it though.
Okay, but quick question. Why can't doctors, since they're already taking our blood, why can't they just run every effing test all at once? And we would all save so much time. What's the actual reason? Do you know?
I think that you have to, first of all, to get insurance to cover things, there's some rules for what you can order, and they have to be justified. And they also,
I know, but like, why can't we as human beings?
I don't know. Didn't you see that Kim Kardashian was pushing that full body scan thing?
Yeah.
And it was like something ridiculous, like $5,000, $8,000 to go do it. And she's like, everybody should do it. And it's like, bitch, who has $8,000 to go sit in a tube? Like,
I would listen, if that tube could tell me everything that was wrong with me, I would refinance this house today.
Yeah, but I don't think it's to that level.
No. Okay.
I think that it's a scan that is looking for probably to see if there are cancer or precancerous things in places or whatever, but it's not going to give you detailed information like your appendix is going to burst in 3 years. Like, get ready. Like, I don't think that that's what this scan thing does, but I think it's so asinine when those Kardashians get up and tell us all that we should be going and doing things that cost like $20,000. It's like, bitch, we ain't got right. that kind of money. Like, what the fuck? So anyway,
I think I got scammed at a health place.
Oh yeah, you said that. Did you finish the story?
I started telling it.
I remember you talking about how you signed up for some. At a church parking lot?
Oh, yeah. This is embarrassing.
Okay. Let's end on this story. Go for it.
Yeah. It's not really a story. I just, now that you mentioned, I remember you questioning it. And I'm like, gosh, you're such a party pooper. Everything's fine. It's totally legit. And it might have been legit. They did a bunch of tests. But it was so weird because their results were like, it was supposed to tell your likelihood for certain diseases and shit. Heart diseases, cardiovascular, COPD, like all this shit, right?
Okay.
And so literally every result was either like you're not at risk or you are at risk. And so the weird thing was, it's like you are at risk for developing COPD. And then the reason, because you stated that you've smoked in the past. And it's like you are likely to, your likelihood of getting heart disease is moderate to high. Reason, because you state that you drink one soda per day and da 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 da. It wasn't like your specific body has X amount of cells, which means genetically and hereditarily, your likelihood of getting this is da da da. It's like you check this shit on your boxes.
Did you give any blood?
Yes, I gave blood to determine some glucose or something. They took my blood.
Like a finger prick.
Yeah.
Tiffany.
And then, they had me go to all these different stations where they put like an ultrasound on my neck to check my carotid artery or something. And then they did ultrasounds on my legs, but they couldn't find my pulse. They did like an EKG. Like
you
they did all
like,
the-
you basically went to a medical fair.
Yeah. Kind of.
Did this cost money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, my best friend encouraged me to do it because I didn't have answers. I wasn't getting answers for my shit that was going on. She's like, there's this thing. You should go to this. And then I felt obligated because I'm like, I have to look proactive. Like, I can't sit around complaining about my health shit and then not do anything about it. So I was like, okay, I'll go. I'll do whatever to get answers. And it was so the results were, I was like, come on, this is not informative at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was called My Lifeline Screening. If anyone knows anything about it, maybe it's legit and I'm going to get sued. Maybe. I don't know, but I didn't learn anything. I guess I was hoping they'd be like, oh, and that was another one. Your likelihood to develop lung cancer is moderate to high because you stated you smoked cigarettes in the past and your mother passed away from lung cancer. I'm like, I could have determined all this before I got here.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem. It's not like they actually checked your lungs. They didn't scan your lungs or.
No.
Yeah, this is. Oh, Tiffany.
I thought it was a good thing that I did, but. Whatever. I will say, since I've been off my medication, it's been a week.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Amazing.
Good. That's amazing. Such great news.
My feet aren't going numb anymore, by the way.
Ah. Ring a ding ding. Ring a ding ding ding. There we go.
So that symptom has gotten so much better. My legs are still spazzing, which is so weird, but I really think everything was linked to that specific medication that was not
totally
good for me.
Could totally be. How are we doing with the vaping?
I quit and then I didn't.
Oh, okay. So now we do that again?
Well, I wouldn't say do that. Like, I've definitely got, I'm not going to lie. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially to you, because okay. you have stake in my life. But yeah, no, I want to quit. It's stupid and it's dumb, and it's getting to the point where I want to. Before, I felt like I had to, and it was never going to work because, just like with drugs, if you feel like you have to quit something,
your decision has to be your decision.
Yeah,
I understand that. I understand that. So, and now people are asking, and the coffee.
I don't know why everybody is just asking so many questions.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. This is Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. So
I wasn't being a bitch. It was a joke because I picked up my cup.
So you have your coffee.
No. So I usually don't drink coffee. Like, I have barely been drinking any coffee, truthfully. But today I was so desperate for Chloe to eat something that I was like, I will buy you anything. Cause you know, we've been doing all healthy plant-based shit for the kids because of Chloe's situation or my kids' situation, all of their situations. It's not just Chloe. It's all of us as a family. We want to make better choices. But she hasn't eaten a day. So I'm like, list it, whatever you want. Like, I'm worried about her blood sugar. She's pale as a ghost. She's like, donuts. I'm like, bitch, say less. And then, of course, I had to get a coffee because I've been up since the crack of dawn and I have a podcast. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, bitch.
Yeah, so, that sounds good.
Those are all my excuses. But the moral of the story is, yes, I vape not as much as I did. But then once I realized that it wasn't the vape causing my feet, then the addict in me is like, all right, well, then you might as well not suffer any more than you have to. Stupid.
When you're ready, you'll do it.
Yeah.
What about the Red Bull though?
On intervention. No, I don't drink Red Bull anymore.
That's done.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I had a Celsius the other day though, but not Red Bull. I don't listen. I was having Red Bull on what do you call it? Repeat order on Amazon?
Oh no.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
Reoccurring.
Subscription.
Yes. Yeah. And so there was never a time where I didn't have it in my fridge. I would have it in the morning. I would have it late at night if I was tired and I had shit to do. And I haven't drank a Red Bull in forever. And when I tell you I was drinking like one to two energy drinks a day, no matter what, I was. But also now that I'm not on my medication, I'm so fucking tired.
Mm.
And not only that, she put me on this other medication at nighttime, which is, it's 2 milligrams and it's for depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so tired. So I'm like, man, I feel like now more than ever, I need the coffee and stuff. And it's like always this cycle of me feeling like I need the perfect amount of energy. I'm too tired.
I do think if now this is me giving you unsolicited advice.
Okay.
Thank you for the warning. Excuse me. That, Katie, will you hand me your Red Bull can?
Katie's
an addict too. She's a Red Bull addict. She has been since I've
known her.
But I just wanted to read this.
I hand it sugar free. That's my drug of choice. What are you doing?
This is Tiffany's drug of choice. But I just wanted to. Where is the caffeine? Or does it tell you how much caffeine?
I don't think it does because it's so bad.
It's so bad that they don't list it?
No, it is. It's like 200, 175 maybe.
Can you read that? Because I don't have my glasses on and I can't even see where it would say it. Or Google it. Google how much caffeine is in a Red Bull. Because I can't believe they don't have to have it listed on the...
They do.
On the can. How could you not?
It's 75 to 80... milligrams of caffeine per 8.4 ounces.
By top athletes, physical professionals, college students, and travelers on long journeys.
You Googled it, Tiff?
Yeah. Oh, it says here sugar-free for 12 ounces. What size is her can?
She has a 12-ounce can. What is it for 12?
114.
114 milligrams. So that is two and a quarter sodas.
The max is 400 a day milligrams. I don't know if that's true. Don't listen to me. I feel like that's what I've read. Who knows?
But I think what is a cup of coffee? Google a cup of coffee.
It's not around 96.
A cup of coffee is 96?
That's what it said. It said coffee packs around 96 milligrams per cup. What did you think
it was? That is not a health drink. Katie's over here. It's got a lot of vitamin B12. Shut up. Out of here. That is not. Okay. Yeah. And you know what people are saying in the chat, Tiff? 12 ounces of Celsius packs 200. Stay away.
I thought it, dude, I, one time I was arguing that Celsius was the healthiest. I was like arguing it and I meant bang. I forgot. And I'm always like so wrong about shit. Like on the podcast all the time, I say shit. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I was in love with Ray Liotta in Reservoir Dogs. Oh my God, he's so hot. And then it wasn't until the podcast came out, they're like, he literally wasn't in that movie. And I'm so stupid. I was thinking of Michael Madsen. But anyway, I thought that I was talking about Bang energy drinks and I wasn't.
Here's the thing. If 400 is what you're supposed to take in a day, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whether you drink a Red Bull or a cup of coffee, if it's one, I think that that's a moderate amount and that's totally acceptable. If that's how you choose to get your caffeine. And that means that you're not drinking any other soda during the day or what, like, I just don't think that you should add, like, people will be like, well, I only have one Red Bull and then I only have two Cokes and then I only had two coffees. And it's like, well, wait a minute, that is a heart attack. Yeah. Like, that's too much. But if you're having a Red Bull, if you're having a cup or two of coffee, that's where it's like, okay, that's it. But you also were, I don't want to dogpile on you. That's not fair. Because we all have our shit.
When I tell you that it happens all the time with everybody in my life, I'm not kidding. I think I just have one of those faces that's easily lecturable. I'm not kidding. Shut up. You care. I get it. I get it. And I make poor choices. And I promise, I'm not kidding. I think because I give myself so much shit all the time, truly, this isn't me like, whatever, sounding like a pity. I truly think that people feel comfortable enough in caring about me to want to give me a hard time about the shitty choices that I'm making because I think I'm so openly hard on myself. You know what I mean? So I think it's like, you wouldn't lecture a random person you don't know. You wouldn't try to.
I might.
But I was on ADHD medication and chugging Red Bulls and eating Taco Bell for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I was not doing my body any favors whatsoever. And this health scare thing with my legs and my feet scared the shit out of me. Yeah. And I changed just about everything all at once.
Yeah.
The thing that stuck is the food, thankfully, the choices. Like, I got rid of everything in the house and replaced it with like plant-based, no added sugar, natural, organic shit. For me and the kids, and they've been great about it, but I have totally been puffing.
Are you feeling better with the better food choices?
Yeah, but then we all got sick. So I don't really know. I haven't had a chance to enjoy it because we've all been sick for the entire freaking month.
That's so crazy. Because you had it last week on the podcast or the week before?
The week before, I think.
Yeah, it's been hanging around.
Yeah, it was Chloe.
Been hanging around. Sorry.
And then me and then Kaden and now Chloe again. And it's just constant. And they're missing school and stuff. And I don't like to leave them alone when they're sick. So like I'll go right back up and get in bed with Chloe. I like to just be there. It's like the one time I get to be a mom, you know?
Mm. No, that stinks. I remember the revolving door when they were little of sickness, you know? Like it is tough to get it out of the house. I remember thinking, like, I remember ripping off the AC vents and spraying so much Lysol and wiping because I was like, it's in the vents. It's in the house. It just keeps recirculating. And I remember just like cleaning the inside of the vents and turning the air on high and spraying Lysol in and everybody in the house choking and it looked like a bug bomb went off. And
that's
I was like,
so funny.
Everybody breathe in this Lysol. Like it was because when it gets stuck like that, you know.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Yeah.
But it could be worse. Like I'll never complain about being sick again. That time I went to the hospital with dehydration when I was puking and crying.
Yeah.
And I, oh my gosh, I wanted to die. Like, I will never complain if it's not that bad ever again.
That was bad. I remember when you were sick with that. That was really, really bad.
Oh my God. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the point is, I've got a long way to go on my health journey, making small little baby steps. But as long as I have people in my life who care and continue to call me out on the shit and not enable me and not co-sign my bullshit, I think I'm going to live a lot longer. Truly. I really love that.
I love that tagline that you just said. Co-sign my bullshit.
Oh, I can't take credit for it. We say it in recovery all the time.
Oh my, that is fucking epic.
Yeah, it really helped me in the beginning because I would quickly find out that people in recovery
don't co-sign my bullshit. Yeah. That's a fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Sell that shit, Tiff.
I can't. It's not
Why?
My...
Is it copywritten?
I don't think it's copywritten, but
put it
on
a shirt, bitch.
You do it. You know me, girl.
Put it on a shirt, bitch. Don't co-sign my bullshit because you know I'm just full of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all are. I love that.
Yeah. I didn't make it up, but I say it all the time.
Oh, I love that. I don't think I've ever heard you say that. I guess we're not doing tons of big recovery talk, so
yeah,
like we wouldn't. But that,
well, that's how it, if it's when you get in recovery, you realize nobody in recovery will co-sign your bullshit. So when I say things like, I'm not going to go to a meeting tonight, I have a tummy ache, somebody's like, bitch, you earned your seat in that room, you know? Like, you are not above this. Like, I'm sorry you have a tummy ache, but...
You earned your seat. Damn!
Yeah.
Your recovery friends are definitely not sugarcoating.
Yeah, they don't play, which is why...
I love it.
I'm used to... That's what I mean. Like, I'm used to people calling me out of my shit. And it's never a bad thing. Sometimes I get defensive when I don't want to hear it. But for the most part, I know it comes from a good place.
But you're human. Of course of course that can happen. But I love that. Oh my God. Don't co-sign my bullshit because you know I got a lot.
Well, feel free to use it. I would Google it first. It might be trademarked. I don't know. But I only like to do things that nobody else does, which is why I'm poor. I can't. I just can't. I don't know why I can't. I just don't like doing shit unless I know it came from, I don't know what's wrong with me.
We're going to have to figure out something that we can do together. Well, we already know what we could do together, but we got to figure out if we want to be, not sex.
Oh. Scissoring.
Nope. That's not, remember when we were.
What were we doing? Was
well,
Dina
we were
on stage?
Backstage and I was going like this to you and I kept making eye contact with you and we were talking about why are we 12?
I don't know, but those were fun times.
That was so fun.
Let's go on tour.
Yeah, that was so funny. Oh my God.
We should go on tour.
We should go on tour.
But we'll call it like the Golden Girls tour where we're not like on a tour bus jet setting.
No.
It's like once every few months and we have a cane and we like go to the Greyhound and we like meet up in a town.
The early bird special.
Yeah. The shows are at noon.
Oh yeah.
And you have to wear pajamas.
Oh my gosh. Now they're themed.
Wait. Yeah. Can you do that legally? What if you like demand it? Like, there's a dress code and you have to wear snuggly clothes. And if you show up looking hot, you're kicked out. Or maybe it's because people like getting dressed up. Maybe this is the one time they can, you know, in motherhood.
I think you have to allow them to be like, I want to look good and feel good tonight.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to wear their jam jams, it's more than welcome to do so.
Right. Because I know it's important to get out with the girls and look good and feel good. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I get that too. I mean, I don't want to do it, but for others, I feel like that would be great. Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Can't relate, but like, I get it.
Yeah, but I mean, your hair and makeup is always on point when you go on stage.
It's the one time I can. It's the one excuse I have to go all out and wear glitter and a ring on every single finger. Yeah.
But see, that makes you feel good and you should do that. But if you also want to be wearing pajama pants while you're doing that, then I support that as well.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to have on, as long as some pants are on.
Oh, All right.
Yeah, we're not scissoring on the stage. This
well,
is
you're wearing a shirt that says woman on top. So I
that's
don't
right.
know why suddenly you're PG.
I'm for the show.
What is this robe?
This was a gift.
Is it sexual in nature? Is it your Valentine's robe?
I know. Everybody's saying, why is she naked with her robe?
I told
open?
You.
I'm not. This
no,
is.
It's like exactly your skin tone.
For, because of these lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because of these lights. Listen, I have
this
on a shirt.
This is the best podcast. I listen.
Calm down.
I think you should do that every week. It's like oh very God. Much here, like, only wearing a robe. I love it.
Listen, we'll figure this out.
We got to do something about should, that hair sticking straight up. But other okay. than that,
listen to me.
Fine.
We will figure this out. Maybe our asses do need to be broke out of the house.
Yeah, bitch.
And maybe we need to get going. Maybe
let's
we
go.
Need to get-
I'm ready. I'm off my meds. Now's the time.
Oh, oh. Maybe that's the name of the tour. Oh. Off my meds.
That's hilarious and so genius. Write that down.
Off my meds. The Off My Meds tour. Join us, won't you?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
last
I love
time
it.
You saw me, I was married and medicated. Now I'm single and psycho.
Oh, my God. Look at it. Writes itself.
I know.
Damn.
Let's
the
do
off
it.
Off My Meds tour. I love it. I love it. I love it.
We got to trademark right. it.
Okay.
I just realized I could do this.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So, all right. Well, we're going to shut this down because now Tiff and I are going to start tour talk. And
we're going to plan a tour.
We're going to plan a tour.
From excitement. the naked robe, the tour.
Okay. You know
all
what,
it.
Guys?
It's a lot.
I'm not naked. But here, another reason to join supporters if you're interested to see what my sternum looks like.
Shut up. You have great boobies. I don't know why you always talk shit about them.
They're so small. I don't know how you could have ever seen them.
I'd prefer you showed them to me, but I like all boobs of all sizes.
Okay.
But I really love little guys.
Really?
Yeah, I'd prefer it. Just because I always had big boobs, so I know what they feel like. I know, like, okay. But don't get me wrong, I'll feel up a big boob too. But I'm just saying, like, little ones have a place in my heart.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm not gay.
You are.
I'm not all the way gay.
No, yeah, no, you're right down the middle.
yeah. Anyway, wow, an hour and 21 minutes. Okay, everybody.
Wow, this was a marathon today.
Don't all know right, what we're going to call this one, but.
Off our meds.
There you go.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week on another episode of Take It.
Or Leave It. Sorry.
Or Leave It, an Advicious Shish podcast. Hosted by two not medicated moms.
Who have no idea what we're doing.
We'll see you guys next time.
Love you. Bye.